It's time to laugh, learn, and take your photography to the next level with your favorite cowgirls with cameras, Kara, Kim, and Phyllis.
Welcome to the Cowgirls with Cameras podcast. I'm Kim with Kim Beer Photography and Be More Business.
I'm Kara with Fast Horse Photography.
And I'm Phyllis with Phyllis Burchette Photo. Good morning, y'all.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Mm-hmm. It is way early in Missouri.
Yes, it is. But you're here and we're all here and it's a good thing. So we're all here. We all made it.
Goodness. Yay. Yay. So what's everybody been up to?
Well, I have been photographing a series of what I call Remember Me sessions. So I don't know if other photographers experience, but I feel like I go through like seasons of stuff. So I'll go through like senior season and then I'll go through like pre-holiday. Well, I'm currently in horses are old and or terminally ill season, unfortunately. And I think
that's
what happens.
That's a sad season.
It is. It's a really sad season. And I've been photographing a lot of like 30 plus year old horses and also terminally ill horses. And I think what happens here in Florida is it gets really hot all of a sudden. And it's just hard for those guys to handle it. And their owners notice that it's like they're on the downward decline. So then they call me out. I had one this last week and I did two horses. One had eye cancer and the other one was just an old 35-year-old horse.
Oh my!
And yeah, he hadn't been eating very well and all of that. And the whole session, I'm just like, you know, struggling because it's hot. Their expressions are really just like lackluster. And yeah. I get home and they message me that the horse died, like literally between like the shoot and like sometime after me getting home, same day. And I was like, well, I mean, it's so sad, but it's like that also explains the expression. Yeah. He was holding out for that photo shoot for them.
He was hanging on for you, Kara.
I guess.
Holding on for the photo shoot. Yeah. It reminds me, I need to do this with my old guys because I've got a bunch of really old horses. I need to get a photographer out here to capture that.
I mean, it just was like, I'm glad we didn't wait another minute, you know, because they felt like they had waited, you know, like they did it as soon as they could, but also kind of put it off because they don't want this to happen to their horses. It just made me remember like how important what we do is for people and just get out there and do it, even if it's a hot day, even if it's like, you know, the horse is somewhat expressionless, like just get it done for them. And I'm happy we did it. And I think they were very happy we did it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you guys? Hopefully you've had more fun than me. Like,
well, I've been building websites and mostly gardening and trying to get back into the swing of things and getting ready for, I know this sounds crazy, but getting ready for winter.
Yeah.
Like getting things prepared. It's really weird to try to do that in the middle of a very hot summer, but yeah, it's time to start preparing for the next season and harvesting things out of my garden, which is the first time I've ever really grown a garden that was successful. I'll say I've tried before, but failed. This year, I seem to have hit on something that works. And so now this weekend's adventure is canning. So
that's awesome.
What about you, Phyllis?
I'm so sorry. Well, I'm home from Iceland. I had a wonderful, wonderful group this year. I always have wonderful groups. What am I saying?
Much better than past years.
No, it's just because we haven't been there.
I know. Always great. And something that we haven't done in a while, we actually got to take a couple of horses to the beach in Vic. So that was different.
Oh, fun.
And we really did have a great time. And I'm happy to be home, even though it's a brief time between trips. But I've just been trying to regroup from that trip and heading to the next. And I've been doing the judging for IPPA, the International Pet Photographers Awards.
Oh, you're doing that again this year? That's awesome.
I'm doing that again. And they're doing it different this year. So we're doing in phases. First is like scoring, judging, and then next is feedback, and then next is video feedback. But I'm not doing the video feedback because I just don't have time. So anyway, I'm waiting to do the actual written feedback. And then just getting I actually batched 4 newsletters for while I'm going to be gone. So I was excited that I was able to get that done.
Ooh, nice.
Gosh. And then just getting my lesson plan and everything for the upcoming gig at the Creative Cowboy in Sula, Montana. So yeah, just lots of stuff going on.
And then we're off to Dryhead.
Yep.
after that.
Well, yeah. And I'm leaving tomorrow. So, and then I'll see you girls at Dryhead. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just can't believe it's that close. Like, I looked at the calendar. I'm like, okay, I have this weekend. And then
yeah, that's
it's
it.
Back to a trip. So, yeah. I have this weekend and it's back to a trip.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. All right. So are we ready to start talking about our subject for today?
Let's get
into
it.
It's a very interesting
subject. Let's get to it real quick this time, okay?
Phyllis needs us to be expeditious this morning.
She's got plants to water before she gets out of town.
She has plants. Yeah. All right. So our subject for today is advice for the lurkers out there. For those of you who listen to this podcast but don't come into our community or haven't come into our community. For those who are in the community but either don't participate or haven't been to an event. And for those of you who maybe have watched us on social media but haven't decided to pull a trigger and come to an event. We kind of want to give an open letter to you guys about, hey, we really would like to get to know you. So Kara is going to talk to those of you who are following on social media and podcast listeners who maybe haven't taken the next step. And then Phyllis is going to talk to you. What is Phyllis going to talk to you about?
About
people
lurkers.
Who lurk in about the community, but don't attend online but events or
there
challenges.
There we go. I'm like, I don't see Phyllis's notes. Oh, there
she's
it
right
is.
In the middle.
Yeah, right in the middle. Totally missed that. So Phyllis is going to talk to us about people who are lurking in the community, but haven't pulled the trigger to really get onto the online events or the challenges or the other things that we do. And then I'm going to address those of you who have been thinking maybe you'd like to come to one of our events. But there may be some concerns, and I want to talk about those.
I love
it. So, Kara, you want to kick us off?
Yeah, I think this is a really fun topic, and I don't know. Was it you that came up with it, Phyllis? Yeah.
I think so,
love this topic idea because it's true. Like, we have so many people in, like, our various pockets that we see you. We know you're there. We love you being there, but we want more of you. Like, we want to see you participate and hang out and, like, really get the most out of what Cowgirls with Cameras has to offer. And we want to just, this is kind of an open invitation, a love letter of sorts to you, the lurkers. We really want you to hang out with us and spend more time with us. So I'm going to talk about social media and podcast lurkers and listeners that are out there. We know you're out there. We see you. Like, we actually see all the little pings pop up on the listeners. So we know people are listening out there. And we know that some of you have been listening for months, maybe years. And we know that you follow our social posts online, that you are clicking and saving ideas. Maybe you're following some of the conversations that are happening out there. And you're probably thinking to yourself, like, I should probably at some point go check out that horse photographer community that I've been following and listening to for a while. But then you don't, right? Which is pretty relatable. I'm like that a little bit. Like, I get excited about something and I think I'm going to do it and I'll save it. I'll bookmark it in some way with the intention of coming back to it. But then life gets busy and I forget about it for a while until it comes across my feet again. So I want to start just briefly with the podcast. Those of you guys that are listening, maybe you watch this on the YouTube stream that we have. Maybe you watch this there. Maybe you're a car listener or you listen to us when you're walking the dogs or riding your horse. But our podcast, it's a great place to get little snippets of learning from us. Like, you get little bits and tidbits. It's also a great way to, like, I guess, hear us, like, learn about us a little bit, to, like, get to know us in, like, a super safe way, like, without having to actually, like, talk to us face to face. And social media, it's a great place to, like, follow along. It's a great place to, like, see what we're up to, because that's kind of where we post, like, you know, this is where we're off to and this is where we're at. Like, that's a great place for that. But I would say it's both of these places are more of like a one-way conversation where we're talking to you, we're talking at you, and your job is to listen, right? You're just listening. Or if it's something you're not interested in, you just scroll by really quickly. That can be helpful to you as an equine photographer. It can be helpful. But I want to talk about how our community is different, because the community gives you a place where you get to be a part of the conversation. And, you know, when we're talking about things like social media, for example, the algorithm is dictating what you see, right? It's choosing what you get to see of anything that you're interested in all the time. And let me tell you, sometimes it thinks I should be interested in things that I'm not interested in all the time. And the community is an intentional space. It's there for you. It's not algorithm driven. It is a space that you can go in and see the things that you want to see that's related specifically to equine photography. Okay, so for those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about, I do want to just do a brief little, this is what our community is. And I know Phyllis is going to talk more about it, so I'm just going to give you a little brief intro to it. But our community is basically an online hub for all things horse photography. We have tons of online video education. We have downloadable materials available to equine photographers. We do monthly challenges. We have a whole section that is a resource barn. We host live events there, which we've got some really great live events coming up that you can participate in. And it's honestly the very first place that you're going to learn about any of our upcoming events. So if you've been thinking about joining us at an event out in the world where we shoot at one of the ranches we go to, and you are worried about not getting a spot, the best thing that you can do is be in the community, because that's where we release that info first. And that is where the first spots get taken. And then anything that's left goes out to the rest of the world. But Phyllis is going to give you a little more information on that. I will. Phyllis, are you going to talk about, like, in the community, like some of the stuff that's in there?
I'm really more talking about how to introduce people to stock
marketing.
Okay,
perfect.
I thought that was what I was supposed to talk about.
So what I wanted to let people know, like in our community, we have a section that's free courses. So there's stuff there, but we also have a whole curriculum that's equine photography for beginners. So if you're maybe a new equine photography lurker and you've been trying to pick up bits and pieces everywhere, like you don't have to do that anymore. You do not have to sit there and nitpick from social media posts to create something. You can come into our community and there's a whole curriculum there for you ready to go that covers all of those piecemeal things that you've been trying to pull together. We also have intermediate and advanced courses, and we have a section that's our resource barn, which is just, it's always being updated with new stuff that you can pull from all the time. So I guess I just want to give you a friendly nudge. If you've been listening to us on the podcast, this might be your time to head to cowgirlswithcameras.community and check out that space. If you've been on our social media and you've been scrolling and you found us and you followed us and you've always thought, oh, one day I'm going to go learn a little more about those girls, this would be a great way for you to do that. So we'd love to see you pop in over there. Go ahead, Kim.
Yeah, I just want to say, I want to clarify something. First of all, we have a free version of our community and a paid version. The resource barn in the advanced education is in the paid version, which is actually, I pay for a lot of professional associations. I pay way more for a lot less. Mm-hmm. And it's purposeful on our end to make sure that we provide value to people who are in the paid part of the community. That said, in the free community, in the space where it doesn't cost you anything but a little bit of time to join us, there's usually at least one monthly live. And a lot of times we will post a recording back in there. All recordings of all the lives are posted back into the paid community. But in the free community, like I just did a whole class on lenses. Mm-hmm. And that is in the free community for people to come in and watch. And yeah, I think it's a really great place for you to connect with other photographers. Like that's the whole heart of this, right? It's community. It's about finding other people who like the same things you do. And also, I'm going to tell you, we're not scary, and neither are the people in our community. Like they're really cool people. There are people in our community that I'm just like, wow, I get to know these cool people. So I would hope that you come in, and after Phyllis has been after, good grief, I can't talk this morning. After Phyllis
still can't get
talking,
it.
Oh, good God. After Phyllis finishes talking, boy, that should be the tongue twister of the week, right? I will give you some tips on how to navigate the community, especially if you're one of those folks that she is addressing who's kind of been in the community for a little while, but hasn't posted or participated in some things. So take it away, Phyllis.
Yeah, I'm just here to encourage those who have been lurking. And there's absolutely no issues with lurking because I'm a big lurker too, I have to admit. So I just want to encourage those of you to come and join us, because our community is so full of information that you can absorb just by reading. But I promise you that you'll get the most out of your membership if you engage with us, with other participants or members of the community. I can't speak either, Kim. The community.
Just that kind of a morning, I guess.
It's like, it must be catching or something. Active participation helps establish connections and friendships, and it supports your network, all of which is part of what makes our community special. But trust me, again, I know how intimidating it can be to start posting in a new space. But let me just say that the first thing to do, and I'm helping those that are maybe haven't been on the community yet, is go in and make sure that your notifications are turned on. And how to do this is you go to your account, personal settings, and notifications, and make sure they're turned on. Be sure to check your notifications. Once you create a post, you'll really want to know if somebody's replied to you. I think that's the whole purpose. And if your notifications aren't on, you won't know that unless you go in and just check it randomly, which I never do. I only see if I've getting notifications. But the next thing to do is to go ahead. Let's start posting. And the first thing to do is to head over and introduce yourself. I think we'd all love to see new people and find out more about them. So you can include an image, even if, and I think this is important, even for those who have been lurking for a while, it's okay. Go ahead and jump in. If you've been away for a while, feel free to reintroduce yourself, because if you've not been active on the community, we don't really know you're there unless you come in and join us and tell us who you are. And we really are all excited. Even other members of the community are so excited to get to know you. Now that you've introduced yourself, you can start making a post, start sharing your work. You can even repurpose your work that you share on social media, because sometimes we don't know, like, what are we going to post? If you do use social media, just repurpose something you posted on social media, or just go in and tell us a big win you just had or anything. We want to hear about it. We want to cheer you on. Also, another big thing is comment on threads when people do start. I know sometimes it feels like only the three of us are commenting, but that's because we're so passionate about this space. We spend a lot of time there, but we'd love to hear from you. We all love to get in, and I know that personally, I love to get any kind of acknowledgement for the work we're putting into creating a lesson or participating in a challenge or better up. It would be really good if you ask follow-up questions. Just go in, ask anything. There are no dumb questions. Everything, and even though you may think, I think it's really good to go in and ask something, because you'd be surprised that there's probably 10 other people that wanted to know the same question, answer to that
question. There always is. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
But we're afraid to ask. So another one is you can go in and ask for critiques. I think this is really good. You can tell us if you want us to be brutally honest or kind, or, you know, just, but, and of course, our purpose is to always have constructive criticism and encourage you. But that is one of the big benefits of being a community member, is the ability to ask your fellow photographers, not just the three of us, but your fellow photographers, for a review of your image. And just remember, if you are giving a review or a critique, that feedback should always be supportive, encouraging, and informative. And asking for critiques is a fabulous way to improve your skills. I know it had really helped me when I was just getting started. And even now, I think it's important to get feedback on our images. Another way, a great way, I think, of participating in our community is to join a challenge. Every month, we have our editing challenge. The three of us, we rotate submitting one of our older images to share with the group, and you can go in and edit that image in the way you see fit. And I think that's great, because it gives us a chance to see, and other members of the community, the way everybody interprets that image a little bit differently. I think that's really
cool. That's been
fascinating. Yes, it has been.
Like, to me, that's been fascinating.
But, and the great thing is there's perks for participating if you do this every month. If you participate for 3 consecutive months, you earn an editing challenge expert badge. Wow, that's so cool.
You know, I like handing out the badges.
Yeah, I know you do.
Carrie loves being badge fairy.
If you participate at least 8 times in a year, you earn the editing challenge master badge and a Cowgirls with Cameras t-shirt. But here's the biggie. If you participate 12 times in a year, and I think there's a lot of people that are going for this one, you earn the Editing Challenge Grandmaster Badge and receive a $250 Cowgirls with Cameras gift certificate to use as you choose. That's a pretty big one, I think. Real worth
That's
going in and doing a once a month editing. So, yeah.
We may have to rethink that. That seems too generous.
I know. It sounds really generous now that I'm putting it out there in the air.
Oh, goodness. And we're about to that 12
months. Oh, I'm starting to sweat.
That's excited to see.
I'm starting to sweat.
Yeah, because I think there's way more than 2 or 3 people that are going to get it, aren't there? Yeah.
Yeah, there's several.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's applicable towards events and mentorships. Yeah. I do want to clarify that.
We got literally nothing else to sell
you. But those things are great for you. I mean, if you come to one of our events, that's fantastic. I mean, I would encourage you to use it for that. There's a little note on our notes that says, Kim, any tips about...
Well, I haven't finished my part, but that's
okay.
You're not
done. Go ahead, Phyllis. Sorry, I thought
it's
you were
okay.
Done.
Actually, it kind of leads into what you were. I was going to say that was my cue to send to you, but about exploring the entire community, but exploring the tabs on the side of your page when you open up a community is a great place to get an overview of everything that's happening in our community. And I hope this has encouraged some of you to get out and stop hiding. So, because you're all valued members of our community. And I know myself and the rest of us, we cannot wait to see you join in. So yes, Kim, do you have any tips about navigating our community?
I thought that was a personal note, it was in bold. So I'm like, oh, I'm supposed to do something here. Okay, so I have three tips. One, download the mobile app.
Yes.
Because Mighty Networks is where we host our community. And it really is, it's okay on a desktop. I mean, it works, it's functional. I actually like it on the desktop a lot. I do too.
You need it on the go.
I will tell you, it's it is really built for mobile because it's built to be like a private social media area, which is my second tip, is that if you are looking to spend your screen time in a little bit healthier way, like don't strain your eyeballs in that, but if you're looking to get away from the stress of toxic social media or like the constant droll of being able to flip in TikTok or YouTube Shorts or Instagram Reels, this is a great place to do that because it can take that time from being a diversion time into being something that's educational and connection to actual real humans who share an interest that you share. And then my third tip is that notifications. So I love that Phyllis goes in when she sees a notification. I tend to ignore notifications. Like I keep them muted constantly, much to Kara's horror. I mute all of my notifications.
Yeah, nothing makes my internal menopausal anger more than when I see that Kim has silenced all notifications when I send her something.
Hey, I protect my peace. That's my post-menopausal situation.
There's a part of me that feels like I should be able to go around your boundary.
Well, on the phone, it does say notifier anyway, you know.
I've tried that. I don't know if it works. I literally have been I'm going to try that. I want to notify her right now.
So, no, it doesn't. It doesn't make a sound because I physically mute my phone, so I cannot hear it. So anyway, that's a me thing. But here's the thing. Make a schedule that is a couple of times a week in your calendar that you just set aside 15 minutes to come into the community and look around. Because there's always something going on in there. And I know one thing that I have seen grow out of this that I think is really unique that might bait some of you into actually participating and going in and checking in is there are more and more occasions these days when people approach us for some type of a photography gig, and it's something we cannot do physically because we're not in the right place or because it's not in our genre or because we simply don't have time. And I think it's a really good, we've been posting those in the paid community to allow people an opportunity to maybe get some additional work. And I know some of you out there are starting businesses or have businesses that would really appreciate that. And it's not a formal thing, but that's one thing that happens organically when we all get together. Yeah. And I think that's pretty amazing.
I will say, like, one of the things that has happened, I've noticed more and more, is when people ask us kind of like questions, they'll be like, can you tell us about like, where are some really good prompts for like posing people or, you know, and I feel like more and more now we can say, I'm happy to tell you about that. But also there's a whole video about that in our community, or there's a handout about that in the community that you can go to. So we're trying to like, think about like, what are these like common things that come up and give you like a cool access to it. So I think it's kind of cool.
And the value compounds over time because we're now, we're approaching 2 years of us being involved in this and about a year and a half of actual other people being involved in it. So, I mean, I do think we have a lot of content there. And because we save our monthly events, you have access to go back and watch those, which I think is incredibly valuable. And I also do believe, and this is something that I'm going to talk about a little bit in my section of this, which is for those of you who are in the community or followed us on social or listened to the podcast that haven't come to an event, our events are kind of like the flagship of what we do. The community is fantastic and I love the connection there, but there is nothing like standing in the beautiful golden sconced aspens of Trapper's Lake or standing on a mountain in the Pryor Mountains and having Jake and Jesse charge an entire herd of horses at you so you can photograph them. That exhilaration is fantastic. And one of our primary tenets in Cowgirls with Cameras is collaboration over competition. And I think sometimes when you are considering joining a community or you're considering maybe when coming to one of our events, that you may be like, I don't know if I want to go through that, the work of competing or put myself out there because I may be judged or something like that. I need you to know that as much as we possibly can, that is not us.
Yeah.
I will tell you there are days when I think it's hard to do collaboration over competition just as a human in general life. I mean, we're kind of competitive creatures.
It's kind of like a buzzwordy thing too right now. Like so many people talk about that, but
do they actually live it?
I was going to say, do they actually practice like what that means? You know, it's like a buzzword. Or a series of buzzwords.
It is a buzzword, but I want to tell you, we were collaborating before it was cool. And we really do believe in that. And I want you to know that in the community and outside of the community at our events, we really do value collaboration over competition. And we also recognize that everyone is at their unique space in the journey of their life and their photography. And so funny story, we're cleaning out the basement in my house and I pulled out photos from the very first confirmation photo shoot.
How would you ever even find that?
Oh, that's my impressive. God. Underexposed, poorly posed. I would have raked myself over the coals if I were to go back and talk to that photographer girl who was standing in that field with those altar horses. I'd be like, girlfriend, this is not the way. But it's an evolution of 35 years from that to this. I don't even want to go into how badly I underexposed things on film for like the first 5 years of my photography career. But here's the thing, we all are in that unique position and we've all been there. I tell you that story to say that I would have dearly loved to have someone like me come in and sit with me and say, listen, here are a few things that I think that could be better with this. But hey, guess what? You showed up to a really scary situation. You set the scene. You helped people decide. You ended up getting that stallion jobs. So yeah, I mean, I think that there's a lot to say that. Anyway, for those of you who are sitting there thinking you maybe like to come to an event, I know that some of the concerns you may have, you may be concerned you don't know enough about photography. Hey, guess what? We have several events that are geared toward getting you the knowledge that you want from wherever you are at, whether you're that girl who's just starting shooting halter horses in the middle of nowhere, or whether you're already a pretty accomplished photographer, but maybe don't understand everything about a specific discipline of horses, or maybe you want to expand your creativity in photography, or maybe branch out into fine art, or go from fine art to editorial, or work with portraits. I mean, there's just so many things in photography. Do not ever be concerned that you don't know enough. We do have events specifically for that. If that's not the event you want to attend, we have pre-mentorships. If it's a concern for you, we are happy to spend some pre-event time helping you gain the skills that you need to gain to take full advantage of whatever event it is that you're coming to. So please know that even if you are a total novice with a camera, that you are fine. You will be fine. We got you. We got you. We have had people come to events that basically had zero photography knowledge, and we can help you get from point A to point B. And another concern I think people have is, okay, I don't have the right camera. You guys have the cool cameras, right? And I'm not going to lie, the more expensive the camera, the easier it is for that thing to use. Like, it's easier for you to use it. But here's the cool thing. You can rent cameras. Like, that's not a problem. We will help you find the right gear to rent, give you the information about the organization to rent it from. And to be honest with you, with the price of gear and all the other things, it is brain-numbingly easy to rent equipment.
And
it's super
and
simple.
It's not something to be like embarrassed or ashamed of. Like, we rent gear
the
time. Yeah. Like, the last event we went to, I had some rented gear with me. Like, it's very normal.
I did too. Yeah. I love rented gear. I have a really good relationship with Rent Glass and lens rentals. So it's totally okay. We will help you find the right gear so that you have a very successful event. I cannot promise you that you won't become addicted and then all of a sudden have a large credit card bill because you went and bought some photography equipment. But the right gear, we can get you to.
Yeah, you can always buy used gear too. So
yeah. Renting is a bit of a gateway drug to full-fledged camera ownership, for sure.
And if you want a Nikon, Phyllis has an entire camera closet that she sometimes sells stuff out of.
I don't have any used gear I'm selling right now, so I've already sold everything. Don't be selling my equipment.
Oh, you probably will again sometime soon. Something will come out that's the next best thing. Anyway, those of you, and I know people have had some fears around the travel. We sometimes are a pretty big adventure. Like, it's interesting to come to somewhere where you've never been. And a lot of the ranches that we photograph are kind of out there. They're not right next door to an airport. And there's a reason for that, right? Because you're out in the area. I want you to know that we don't leave you. Like, we want to make sure you get to the event, that you get there safely. Sometimes we are a little motherly around that, but that's okay. If you're a concerned or nervous traveler, we got you. We'll help you. If you have questions about traveling or traveling with gear, we're more than happy to help you understand better and safe ways to do that. So we all three have wanderlust and have traveled a lot in our lives, and we will be happy to help you be able to navigate what it takes to get from where you live to the event and home again. There's also sometimes people have a little bit of fear about the other people that are going to be at the event. I know the first photography workshop that I went to was actually, I was co-leading with Corrine Shippers, and me showing up with my prosumer camera I guess it was a pro camera at the time. And I had a Sigma lens. I couldn't afford the full-on Canon lens. And these girls were unpacking like $10,000 lenses out of the back of their nice Jeeps. And here I am in my kind of beat up Jeep with my Sigma lens. And I was a little intimidated by that. I want you to know that those women were still friendly. And the women at our events and the men at our events that do come, they're friendly. That should never keep you away from an event. Hitch happen, absolutely. We're human. We serve a lot of people in a year. But the majority of people that you're going to meet, they're people you'll want to continue to hang out with. I have seen people in our events make friendships that last a lifetime. And then they become travel buddies. And now you have a best friend or multiple best friends on top of everything else. So take that chance. It's okay. Again, we have you. We want to have you have a good experience at the event. Skill level, I've already talked about not knowing enough. The other side to that is, am I good enough to be at one of your events? Well, 100% yes. Absolutely. Come. We really do want to approach this as a way to celebrate where you are and help you get to the next level that you want to go to. And then the final piece is, a lot of people are like, well, you guys are expensive. Like some of the stuff you do is kind of pricey. So we have payment plans, and we will very shortly be announcing our 2027 schedule. One of our goals for this year was to get that on the books a little bit earlier than we typically do. So we're going to have plenty of time and opportunity for you to be able to create a very nice payment plan with us to be able to pay for your event. So just talk with us about that. If you're interested in coming to an event, we will work with you to see that you are as much as we possibly can on a payment plan to get you where you need to be so that you can join us and we can pay the ranch and the models and all of the things that need to be done. So we're here to help.
I think you did a good job. We have answered all of your fear questions. If you are sitting there and you're like, but that's not my fear or my concern, or that's not why I lurk, let us know, please. We would really love to know, because that'll give us, you know, first of all, give us something to talk about. We can figure that out on our end. So we appreciate that. So first of all, thank you so much to those of you that do listen, even listen to this podcast, to those of you that are interacting on our social media posts. Thank you for that. And for those of you that have explored our community, we just so appreciate you guys hanging out with us. And especially those of you that have joined us on events. You know, we love you guys and we can't wait to see you back out there again. So once again, if you don't know where to find us online, we are cowgirlswithcameras.com. If you head to our events page, you can see what we have upcoming in terms of events, and our 2027 opportunities are going to be released really soon. You can also find us on social media, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook at Cowgirls with Cameras. And of course, our online community that we've been just blabbing about here for the last 30 something minutes is cowgirlswithcameras.community. So spend some time checking out those places. And if you've been a lurker, say hello. We'd love to talk back to you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Cowgirls with Cameras. Don't let the laughter and learning stop here. Join our community on social media and be sure to visit our website for more opportunities to fulfill your photography goals. Head to cowgirlswithcameras.com. That's cowgirlswithcameras.com. See you next time.